Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Well, my heart skipped a beat when I walked into Triple M, walked over to our old desk where we put our keys and jumpers and things like that, and see the advertiser there, and I saw Matthew Nix on the front page with Neo-Nazis Bash Me. I thought, what the hell's happened over the weekend? He's going to tell a story about back in the 90s in Hindley Street when 20 neo-Nazis, skinheads, went down and went to town on him and a few other people in Hindley Street, all in the name of the Sammy D Foundation. He's going to tell that story tonight.
He was 18 years of age.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was in the era of Romper Stomper, the movie with Russell Crowe and everything, when they were making a name for themselves, these boys. And
shocking.
Yeah, he was on the end of a coward punch and... yeah, it wasn't good at all. So, yeah, watch this space for Matty Nix telling his story about that.
Yeah. What's happening with the weather, Roo?
The weather is, I don't know about your, if it was at your place last night, it was bloody windy at my joint. It was one of those nights where I thought the old gum tree was going to fall on the roof of the house again. But so it was cranking up a bit yesterday. It was windy last night. I reckon Wednesday, a heap of rain coming to Adelaide, probably our biggest day of rain this, well, this winter anyway, autumn winter. So good for the farmers. Not so good if you're a builder or if you want to get outdoors and do things. So just be prepared for a late, for a wet middle of the week and late in the week.
All right. Now, if you're a regular at IKEA, you'll like this story. I actually went to IKEA last week to look for something.
How'd you go?
Came out empty-handed. Just couldn't find what I needed. But over the years, I must say, I'm
had
not
a good feed
great.
Of meatballs,
I'm not that. I had a good feed of meatballs. $1 hot dog. I'm not that good at putting together the things
the
down
Allen
there.
The Allen key gives you blisters.
I'm here to tell you, a flat pack car is coming onto the market.
Absolutely not.
No, this is a kid's toy.
No, a flat pack car in Europe. By the end of the year, these will be on the roads, an electric
You're
car.
Kidding me.
Yep. And one of the features of it is you take the battery out. When you get to work, take the battery in with you, put it on your desk and charge it, and then when you leave at night, put it back in.
Who puts it together? How do we know
you
it's roadworthy?
Ditz does with his Allen key.
I don't want Ditz's flat packs driving around on the roads. They're not going to be safe.
Well, there's Ditz trying to get it going, eh?
You got side, what they call them, roll bars and roll cages and things. A lot of, you know, all modern cars are very safe conscious, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a flat-pack car,
flat pack would be super safe.
Will it have all those features
be,
in it?
It'd be bulletproof.
It won't exactly be the wall, will it?
Any car that comes with a word with umlauts on it, like the Fjergen car, put it together yourself in one afternoon, no thanks.
Yep. Comes with number plates and everything, does it?
Proper registered car.
Comes with a free hot dog. The bloke, just we'll finish on this, the bloke who pretended to be a dead body for 361 days on TikTok has finally gotten his dream job on CSI.
What do you mean? He was dead for 361 days on TikTok.
360 days of him pretending to be a corpse on CSI, just in different places around the city.
Yeah.
And he had like fake blood and he said, I got a lot better as I went on. And the ambition was to be a dead body on one of those shows.
Yeah.
And they've contacted him and they've said you can be on it.
Really?
So he's very good at holding his breath.
He's very good at pretending to be dead. He says, I don't want to do any lines. I don't like acting.
Doesn't have to learn any lines.
But he's just very gifted at pretending to be dead. And now it's fine. His dream is finally
how many takes it would take. If they see him just laying there dead and go, not quite right. Just not dead enough or not quite.
Do you know, when the, you know, in our old soap operas, I remember watching Bold and Beautiful and Thorne had a whole season where he was in a coma. And the actor just had to sleep the whole entire season. He was just laying there.
Right.
And that he used to ruin takes because he'd fall asleep and start snoring.
Oh.
So there is an art to it. It's not as easy.
I feel like
I
can relate to that.
Yeah.
When's the last time you made out your dead bits?
Going
back a bit now.
Yeah.
Because you do take a deep breath and
when I was a kid.
Don't you?
Yeah. Well, I used to do it to my siblings all the time. Put tomato sauce on my head.
Oh, Liz is dead.
Yeah.
She's full of throat.
Yeah.
Oh, dead.
Dead
ants.
Now, it's been a while. I could practice and that could be my goal for the year.
You committed to 361 days.
Impersonation's coming up later on in the show.
I do a great impression of a dead person.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Works well on radio.
That's coming up on Roo, Dits and Loz on Triple M.
Be part of 10K at the Bay in a Sandful Super Match on the King's birthday.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
After the weekend's round of footy, Port Adelaide sits second on the AFL ladder. The Crows are in ninth position. Gee, Adelaide led by 35 points at one stage up there in Darwin against the Gold Coast. They then turned it around, the Suns, to win by 25 points. Let's hear from Crows coach Matty Nix.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow at the moment. We had our chances. We were, obviously the start of the game was on our terms, but we were well beaten in the contest tonight. Well beaten in the contest. And then when conditions changed, it became a little slipperier. The game changed. They adjusted far quicker than we did.
Yeah, they were a bit too good. Their midfield got on fire, led by Matty Rao and Noah Anderson, and then Jack Lekosius, the cream on the cake down in their forward line. So Adelaide, another loss on the road. They looked a bit flat there in the second half, but had their opportunities, not good enough. And, their winning record on the road does not look as good as it should.
Bad news for Tom Duday too.
Yeah,
right?
Really bad news. When Tom got back to Adelaide, had the scan, they were a bit worried about it beforehand, but he has ruptured his ACL, so he'll be out for 12 months. Not good for Tom. He's already had a knee reconstruction. So.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, on the other leg.
Hell, okay, both knees. Gee, all right, Adelaide tackle West Coast at Adelaide Oval Saturday afternoon, so hopefully bounce back on the winners list there. Port Adelaide, what an amazing result against Hawthorn. At one stage, led by 95 points. The first half was just incredible. In the end, the Hawks hit back a bit in the second half. But, gee, it was a big performance by Port Adelaide. Here's Ken Hinckley.
I just thought we played all parts of the game incredibly brutal. It's definitely as good a half as I've seen us play for a long, long time. So, and to expect that to continue on was probably me being a bit greedy in some ways. I just couldn't expect that from the boys. They were, you put 100 points on the board at half time. That's pretty damaging.
It was damaging. Their first quarter was not only their best first quarter for the year, but their best any quarter for the year. So they were on fire. They were just smashing Hawthorn, doing what they wanted. And yeah, they did give a bit back in the second half. But look, we'll give them a little bit
hardly
of a let
keep
up.
Going like that. Yeah. Quinton Narkle played his first game for the Magpies. Had plenty of the footy. Arazio
29
Fantasia,
touches.
Yeah. Arazio got through the game as well. Tom Jonas, the skipper, he had to play for the Magpies over the weekend. Charlie Dixon, a chance to come back in. So there's a lot that could be happening at selection table. Port Adelaide take on the Western Bulldogs Friday night at Marvel
Stadium.
One
of the best things about the Port performance was Scotty Lysette getting into a bit of form as well, Dits, because that will take the pressure off Finn Layson and Dixon having to go into ruck. You won't have to worry about playing a Bryn Teakle in the ruck. So if you can get Scotty Lysette fit, I reckon it makes your side a much better. In fact, I'd doubt whether you can win the flag without Lysette in that side.
All right. That's a big call. No worries. I might have a bit of a rumour about that too in our rumour file.
Okay. Look forward to that.
Yep. All right. No worries. Hey, in other news, Manchester City won the FA Cup final over the weekend, beating Man United 2-1. And in the Formula One, Max Verstappen won the Spanish Grand Prix ahead of Lewis Hamilton to extend his championship lead. That is our look at sport.